RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, today in history, and focus news in brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Russia emphasizes importance of cybersecurity cooperation with Indonesia. Indonesia-New Zealand partner up to develop cattle farming in NTB. State-owned enterprises to develop airport trained in Solo. Now the news in detail. Cybersecurity threats are an acute problem for international community requiring stronger intergovernmental cooperation to tackle. Russian ambassador to Indonesia Michael Galushin stressed on Monday the importance of boosting cooperation between governments to address the increasing threat of terrorism and organized cybercrime. He expressed concern over the increased use of internet, including social media in terrorism, to recruit new militants, propagate extreme views, and to communicate with other terror perpetrators on the ground. He further said cooperation between Russia and Indonesia was expected to cover capacity building in the area of cybersecurity and sharing of information. Indonesia and Russia agreed earlier this year to enhance cooperation in cybersecurity, especially on counterterrorism and cybercrime, following bilateral consultation on strategic stability between delegations of the two countries led by then Coordinating Political, Legal and Security First Minister Luhut Binsar Panjaitan and Russian Security Council Secretary Nikolai Patrushev. Having built a partnership in the field of agriculture and animal husbandry sciences in Universitas Mataram Umran in Mataram West, Nusa Tenggara, NTB, and Massey University in New Zealand had begun to implement quality cattle farming and horticultural farming practices in the province. Umran Rector Sunarpi said on Monday that in the East Indonesian innovative farming system and capability for agribusiness activity, IPSCA partnership, the New Zealand government have provided $4.5 billion in grant via NESAI to finance IPSCA project for 4 years until 2019. The IPSCA program aims to improve the capacity of farmers and cattle breeders in NTB with the assistance from the Umran and the transfer technology from Massey University. Steve Morris, academic from Massey University, who is also an animal husbandry expert from Massey University, said NTB, particularly Sumbawa, has significant animal husbandry potential and the area could be developed into a quality beef production center. Three state-owned enterprises, PT Angkasa Pura I, PT Kereta Api Indonesia, and PT Adikarya, have signed a memorandum of understanding to cooperate in airport train project at Adi Sumarmo Airport in Solo. The memorandum of understanding was signed on Monday by Angkasa Pura I Acting President Director Polana Pramesti, Kereta Api Indonesian President Director Edi Sukmoro, and Adikarya President Director Budi Harto, and was witnessed by State-owned Enterprise Minister Rini Sumarno in Bandung, West Java. Polana Pramesti, Acting President of Angkasa Pura I, said the signing is also aimed at supporting government policy to develop rail-based transport from and to airports. Central Statistics Agency BPS recorded that Indonesia saw 13.9% increase in foreign tourist arrivals in August compared to the same period last year. However, it stooped very slightly by 0.07% compared to the June. BPS Chairman Suharyanto said the increase is good news because it will result in positive impact on economic growth. He said that BPS headquarters in Jakarta Monday said the most number of tourist arrivals were in service sector. Throughout January to August 2016, the number of foreign tourists increased by 8.39% compared to the same period in 2015. from 6.79 million to 7.36 million. Sorianda also said foreign tourist arrivals in August 2016 were dominated by those from China, followed by Australia, Singapore, Malaysia, and Japan. Indonesian Coordinating Maritime Affairs Minister Luhut Binsar Panjaitan has called on state seaport operator Pelindo to team up with the private sector in a bid to reduce dwell in times at the country's ports. Luhut said port operators have to build dry ports and double cranes and improve cargo procedures to meet the dwell-in-timed target set at 2.5 days. He added that the ministry has sent a team to Belawan Port in North Sumatra on Saturday to check the dwell-in-timed there, which reportedly was up to 6 days. Last month, President Joko Widodo expressed outrage over the long dwelling time at the country's major ports and reiterated his expectation of expanding cargo handling by reducing the average dwelling time from currently between 3.2 and 7 days to just no more than 2.5 days. This news is coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Member of Indonesian Parliament and Commission 1, Charles Honoris in Jakarta Monday appreciated Indonesian military in their contribution through military operation other than war or MTSP that had been implemented. He cited the positive role of the military in handling natural disasters and sending peacekeepers to Lebanon as Garuda continent. According to him, in such military operation other than war, the Indonesian military plays a significant role to ease the burden of the victims. Of course, we should express our appreciation to several military activities related to military operations other than war in handling the threat of natural disaster, for instance. How our military also involved in forest fighting efforts, search and finding lost victims of Air Asia accident some time ago. We should also express appreciation to what our military has done in Lebanon as a peacekeepers in Garuda continent. However, Charles Honoris added that the military should also be equipped with legislation to fight them from abuse of power practice that is against the military law itself. He also encouraged efforts to strengthening Indonesian military in all fields of actions, namely the Army, Navy, and Air Forces. Gerakan Beli Indonesia or Buying Indonesia Movement hold seminar, exhibition, and congress which aim to encourage people to use local products. The events are held in Jakarta on October 3rd until 5th, 2016. Gerakan Beli Indonesia Movement leader Happy Trenggono said in a press conference on Monday, the local products also have quality as good as imported ones. However, so far, most Indonesian people have used imported products. Therefore, Gerakan Beli Indonesian Move initiated since 5 years ago invites Indonesian people to use local products. Beli Indonesia or Buy Indonesian Movement reaches regions and mayors so that they can pay attention to their policies. Otherwise, our economy is declining. We reach not only regional governments but also campus and pesantren or Islamic boarding schools. Furthermore, Happy Trenggono explained that Gerakan Beli Indonesia is a campaign which is also carried out in many other countries such as USA, England, China, and Japan to protect their own products. He also pointed out that domestic purchasing of industrial products or micro, small, and medium business products will give double impact. Market which is next domestic products will make other industry and business people increase the number of products. The last item, Beli Indonesia or Buy Indonesian Congress, which held in Jakarta on October 3rd until 5th, 2016, encourages Indonesian people to use domestic products. Head of Gerakan Beli Indonesia or Buy Indonesian Movement, Epi Trangono, said in a press conference in Jakarta on Monday, the cultural, the mentality of Indonesian is not used to buying domestic products. Structurally, 70 laws are not sided with domestic products. This Congress is expected to create breakthrough to solve the nation's economy through the strengthening of local products market. Well, through this Congress, I hope this can create a breakthrough both structurally and culturally. We want to see Indonesians to become economic agents in their own country. Buying Indonesia Movement campaign has been carried out in tens of regencies in Indonesia, campus, pesantren or Islamic boarding school and social organizations. In Buying Indonesia exhibition, Peru products and works of the nation are displayed. The products are turbopopped R8, the airplane, agriculture, industry, cosmetic and food. Buying Indonesia exhibition congress develops various programs to strengthen and improve the quality of micro, small and medium businesses through business seminar, roundtable discussion and awards for regional governments which develop local economy. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Listener, our commentary today entitling Teachers, the Key to Better Education. Every October, the Fitch is always celebrated as the World Teachers' Day. UNESCO said this commemoration with the aim to provide support to teachers all over the world, especially in convincing them that the future generations are determined by the teachers. Besides, it is also intended to show awareness and appreciation of the role of teachers in fostering the next generation. UNESCO aims that teachers' needs are met most fully by providing decent, healthy, and safe working conditions for them. It is no secret in Indonesia that parents often are displeased with some teachers just because they feel dissatisfied with the way teachers educate their children. Indeed, parents need not worry as education goes according to the rules of the school. Many countries are experiencing problems with the insufficient number of teachers who are really qualified and professional. No wonder education issues often become a political tool to attack the government for not being able to provide adequate educational facilities such as teachers and good schools. Not infrequently, politicians, especially during the campaign, raised the issue of free education for everyone up to the college level. This is very idealistic, but of course it must be adjusted with the economic condition of the country. Promises to improve the welfare of teachers are also open voiced to attract them. No doubt in Indonesia, especially in some regions, teachers are open still be role model. The public will choose the leaders of certain political figures who receive a referral from the teachers. On the occasion of the International Teachers' Day, it is only appropriate that teachers in Indonesia get more attention. They have to enjoy not only adequate income but also security, peace in the workplace, as well as independence that is not easily switched by the political turmoil in the country. Teachers are one of the very important keys to make this nation great. Listener, that was commentary today, read by Rahmana.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's begin with October 4, 1957, Soviet spacecraft Sputnik first is launched. Soviet space program is an ambitious program from the Soviet Union to conquer the outer space. The first milestone of this program is the successful launch of the world's first satellite Sputnik 1 on October 4, 1957, followed by the first human missions in space, Yuri Gagarin, who flew around the Earth in space in 1961. The highest achievements of the space program is successfully launching of a space station Space Salyut 7, followed by the launch of the space station Mir as the first permanent human settlements. In general, the Soviet Union space program is more advanced than the United States space program. The collapse of the Soviet Union made the whole program stalled. Then Russia, as the successor state of the Soviet Union, preferred to join the international consortium to build the ISS, or International Space Station. Over now to October 4, 1999, North Maluku officially becomes a province in Indonesia. North Maluku is one of the provinces in Indonesia which was officially formed on October 4, 1999. Through Law No. 46 of 1999 and Act No. 6 of 2003. Before officially become a province, North Maluku was part of Maluku Province covering the district of North Maluku and Central Halmahera. At the beginning of its establishment, the capital of North Maluku Province was located in Ternate at the foot of Mount Gamalama for 11 years, precisely until August 4, 2010. After 11 years of transition and preparations of infrastructure, capital of North Maluku Province was transferred to the city Sofifi, located on Halmahera Island, which is the biggest island. The last is from October 4, 2000. Banten is separated from West Java Province. Banten was formerly part of West Java Province but separated since 2000 with the decisions of the Law No. 23 of 2000. The capital is located in the city of Serang. Banten Sea Region is one of the potential sea lanes since the Sunda Strait is one of the strategic sea traffic lanes possible by large vessels connecting Australia and New Zealand with Southeast Asia, for example, Thailand, Malaysia, and Singapore. In addition, Banten is the link between Java and Sumatra. When linked to the geographical position, Tangerang in Banten is a buffer area for Jakarta. Listener, that was Today in History of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. I'm Dinugraha. Thank you for listening.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Hello, listener. This is Voice of Indonesia with today's focus with the theme Government to Increase Cigarette Excise. Stay tuned in www.voi.co.id. The government finally decided to raise the cigarette excise for 2017. With the hike in cigarette taxes, it is expected to increase the revenue to 149.8 trillion rupiah. The government has realized the impact of smoking on public health. Therefore, it needs to control tobacco consumption and oversee its circulation. Finance Minister Sri Mulyani at a press conference at the Office of Customs and Excise in Jakarta on last Friday said that the excise increase imposed on tobacco products and the retail sale price is between 10 to 13.4% depending on the type. She also explained this had been discussed with various stakeholders and parties that are concerned with the health and employment of tobacco farmers, tobacco companies and associations. There were also discussions with regional governments, foundations and universities. As a result of the meetings and discussion, it was concluded that the increase in excise duty is a step that must be taken in order to control tobacco consumption and production. However, the increase shall be impartial, so it is not negatively affect the availability of jobs and the chance of survival for small industries. On that basis, in the context of security in the field of taxation, the government this year increases supervision, particularly related to the circulation of machine cigarette makers. This is in line with the intelligence data and survey result that the greatest offense is done by club cigarette machine to ensure the effectiveness and to produce the expected result, according to Minister Sri Mulyani, Directorate General of the Customs, will perform data collection of cigarette makers in cooperation with the Minister of Trade, Minister of Industry and other agencies. She hopes that this will produce good revenue in the excise sector. Minister Sri Mulyani also asserted the government is aware that cigarettes harm people's health and should be limited. In addition to health aspect, other aspects that the government pays attention are workers, the circulation of illegal cigarette tobacco farmers and the state revenue. All of them need to be considered in a comprehensive and balanced policy making with regard to tobacco price and excise. Meanwhile, Chairman of the Association of Indonesian White Cigarette Producers, Mufti Mohaimin, said the decision to increase cigarette excise set by the government was beyond manufacturers' calculation. The tax increase, according to Mohaimin, Mufti, is quite high because the cigarette producers had filed a tax increase which is around inflation rate in general. He said, of course, there will be some impacts due to the increase in excise. However, he has not been able to elaborate the impacts. Meanwhile, Chairman of Indonesian Tobacco Society Alliance, Budidoyo Siswoyo, said the tobacco excise set for 2017 is not ideal. The tax increase would impact on the weak purchasing power of people and weak production to decrease. According to Budidoyo, ideally it should be 5% to 6% or maximum of 7%. Listener, that was Focus Today, read by Rahmana. Here news in brief, read by Rahmana. Cybersecurity threats are an acute problem for the international community requiring stronger intergovernmental cooperation to tackle. Russian ambassador to Indonesia Michael Glusin stressed on Monday the importance of boosting cooperation between governments to address the increasing threat of terrorism and organized cybercrime. have been built upon in the field of agricultural and animal husbandry sciences in the University of Mataram Umbran in Mataram, West Nusa Tenggara NTB, and MASSI. University in New Zealand have begun to implement quality cattle farming and horticultural farming practices in the province. Three state-owned enterprises, PT Angkasa Pura I, PT Kereta Api Indonesia, and PT Adikarya have signed a memorandum of understanding to cooperate in airport train project at Adi Sumarmo Airport in Solo. The Central Statistics Agency BPS recorded that Indonesia saw 13.9% increase in foreign tourist arrivals in August compared to the same period last year. Indonesian Coordinator State Report approved up with victory votes. Member Parliament Commission 1 in Jakarta, the Indonesian operation other than being implemented. Gerakan seminar, exhibition, and congress events to encourage people to use local products, depends, are held in Jakarta October 3rd until 5th, 2016. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id. You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, it is with great pleasure that we meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, art, the fine arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to visit Pasir Manang Beach in Aceh. Stay tuned. Listener, Anambas Islands is one of the regency in the province of Riau Islands. Its capital city is Tarempa, which is located right to the South China Sea between Kalimantan, East and West Malaysia, and it is also directly adjacent to Malaysia and Singapore. Anambas is known as a haven for those who like diving, snorkeling and scuba diving. Moreover, because of its beauty, CNN.com acclaimed Anambas Island as the most beautiful tropical islands in Asia. For those who love marine tourism, when you come to Indonesia, you have to visit Anambas Island. There are many beautiful beaches that will make you satisfied in your traveling. Listener, one of beautiful beaches in Anambas Island is Pasir Manang Beach. It is small but beautiful beach. The length of the beach is less than 100 meters. The beach has white sand, clear water and decorated with rows of shade trees. Because it is so charming, no wonder if the beach become a favorite destination site for the visitors. Listener, once entering the beach area, you will be immediately amazed by its natural beauty. In addition to have beautiful panoramic, the beach also have column wave and shallow surveys. The beach is an appropriate location for tourists to swimming or snorkeling. Another attraction that you can enjoy when visiting the beach is fascinating panorama. Because it is a crystal clear, from the surface of the water, you can directly see the various types of coral reefs that grow on the seabed and the various species of fish and coral. Listener, if you visit the Pasir Manang Beach, prepare yourself. There is no restaurant at the tourism area, so you have to bring your own food supplies. Although there is no restaurant, but the site is equipped with gazebo as a place to take a rest and toilet. To get to Pasir Manang Beach, you can use a land transportation. From Tarimpa, you can use a car or motorbike. You can also use taxis with around 25,000 rupiah for one way. The travel time to Tarimpa to the beach is around 15 minutes. Along the way, you can see the beautiful scenery around the trip. Listener, that was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, where we chat about Pasir Manang Beach. We will meet again tomorrow with some more interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
How to speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian language on the radio, introducing some Indonesian vocabulary and idioms which will guide you in using them in a conversation. Today's topic is menunggu teman, or in English, waiting for a friend. First, I'll introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and idioms related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly twice, you can follow after me. Menunggu, menunggu, to wait. Teman, teman, friend. Pulang, pulang, to go home. Membawa mobil, to drive a car. Kereta api, train. Bersama-sama. Bersama-sama, together. Stasiun kereta api, railway station. Di mana, where. Kedai kopi, coffee shop. Di seberang, across. Toko buku, bookstore. Hari ini, today. Saya, I. Dekat, dekat, close to. Apotek, apotek, drugstore. Membeli, membeli, to buy. Obat, obat, drugs or medicine. Batuk, batuk, cough. Kecil, kecil, little. Ngobrol, 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 ngobrol. Chatting. Makan, makan, to eat. Next is a conversation on menunggu teman, or in English, waiting for a friend. As usual, I'll say every sentence slowly twice and you can follow after me. The conversation is between Novi A and Mary B on the phone. Mary, hari ini kamu pulang naik apa? Mary, hari ini kamu pulang naik apa? In English, Mary, how do you go home today? Hari ini saya tidak membawa mobil. Hari ini saya tidak membawa mobil. Today, I don't bring my car. Saya pulang naik kereta api. Saya pulang naik kereta api. I'll go home by train. Bagaimana kalau kita pulang bersama? Bagaimana kalau kita pulang bersama? How about going home together? Saya tunggu kamu di stasiun kereta api. Saya tunggu kamu di stasiun kereta api. I'll wait for you at the railway station. Baiklah, kamu tunggu saya di mana? Baiklah, kamu tunggu saya di mana? Oke, okay, where are you going to wait for me? Saya tunggu kamu di kedai kopi, di seberang toko buku. Saya tunggu kamu di kedai kopi, di seberang toko buku. I'll wait for you on the coffee shop. Salah. I'll wait for you at the coffee shop across the bookstore.
Apakah dekat kedai kopi ada apotek? Apakah dekat kedai kopi ada apotek?
Is there a drugstore near the coffee shop?
Saya mau membeli obat batuk. Saya mau membeli obat batuk.
I'm going to buy a cough syrup.
Di sana ada apotek kecil. Di sana ada apotek kecil.
There is a small drugstore there.
Kamu bisa membeli obat kamu di sana. Kamu bisa membeli obat kamu di sana.
You can buy your medicine there.
Baiklah, di kedai kopi kita bisa ngobrol-ngobrol sambil makan.
Baiklah, di kedai kopi kita bisa ngobrol-ngobrol sambil makan.
Alright, at the coffee shop we can chat while eating.
Setelah itu kita pulang.
Setelah itu kita pulang.
After that we can go home.
That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian language on the radio. Until tomorrow with another topic, sampai berjumpa lagi.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs. From the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. It's a great pleasure to meet you again in our daily segment of Music Corner. In today's edition, we will present you some dangdut songs. Happy listening.
Sudahlah aku yang menyerah, ku lelah berharap padamu. Bila kau tak cinta padaku, jangan buang waktuku. Aku yang menyerah, ku lelah.
listener, that was the dangdut song entitled Jangan Buang Waktuku. The song was sung by Eri Suzanne, which was released in 2005 on her album entitled Eri Suzanne. The song Jangan Buang Waktuku was composed by Adibal Sahrul. The song is not dangdut classic, but it is adjusted with the time being, namely contemporary dangdut. The song Jangan Buang Waktuku has been received well by dangdut music lovers in the country. Even through this song, Eri Suzanne, the singer from Lamongan, being nominated for Best Dangdut Singer of Anugrah Musik Indonesia Version in 2006. In the album, there are also some other songs which are also accepted well by dangdut music lovers in the country, such as a song entitled Muara Kasih Bunda. The song was composed by her friend Adibal Sahrul. This song is about the deepest love of a mother for her child. If you listen carefully and fully appreciate to the lyrics of song, of course, anyone immediately imagine the figure of a mother who sincerely care for and love their children. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Muara Kasih Bunda by Eri Suzanne. Happy listening.
Thank you.
Listener, the album entitled Eri Susan is one of the best albums ever released by Eri Susan. This album contains various dangdut songs from Malay dangdut, pure dangdut, modern dangdut, jazz, and alternative dangdut. Another song entitled Hujan is one of modern dangdut songs belongs to Eri Susan. The song tells about restless and anxious while waiting for her lover. Besides singing soloists on the album, Eri Susan also sings in a duet with Adibal Sahrul. They dedicated a song entitled Aku Tak Tergoda. The song tells about a man asking for the love of the lover. The song, accompanied by quite unique music combining dangdut and Middle Eastern music. Well, listener, to conclude our segment for today of Music Corner, let's listen to the last two songs, Hujan and Aku Tak Tergoda by Eri Susan. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.